Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So we are all going to have moments in our life where we face criticism. This is part of the experience. And so many times we do whatever we can to stay safe in our nest, to not be seen. So what do you want to do with your life? What if you could do anything? If you knew you could not fail, what would you choose? Maybe you'd want to become a singer or an actor or a speaker or an online teacher or a coach or a VIP of a company or a business owner. What is that thing that you would want to do if you knew you couldn't fail? If you had a magic lamp and you could ask for anything you would want, what would you do? I want you to think about that for a minute. Most people are afraid to even admit what that thing is that makes their heart go pitter-patter, that makes them go, oh my gosh, that is so exciting. And the reason that they won't even allow themselves to admit that is because they believe they're nothing special and they don't think they could do it. So recently I had my Ignite Your Light event and we talked about limiting beliefs and the subconscious programming that occurs within the first 8 years of our lives. And within those very formative years, we start to believe certain ideas about ourselves. We take on certain stories that they become our truth, and they are embedded within pretty much every human on the planet. And whether you choose to bust through those belief systems will make a difference in the path of your life. Whether you actually go and do something amazing and exciting and go after your dreams, or whether you shrink and fit into this little mold and kind of hide behind closed doors. So one of those beliefs that are formed is, I can't do it. And that is formed because so many times we are told no, like on average, 148,000 times a child is told no in their childhood. Crazy, right? I don't know how many times we're told yes, but it doesn't even hold a candle to that. I want you to think about this as a parent. You know that if you've had a toddler, you are on your toes and you're constantly saying, no, stay out of that. No, get down from there. No, you can't go there. No, no, no. And that is embedded within each of our belief systems is we start to go after something and then we're stopped by an adult as a child. And so we start to form that belief of I can't do it. So in order to bust through that, we must start to tell ourselves a new story. And the antidote to this, the solution is to say, I can do it, to say the opposite, I can do it, I can do it, and to tell others in their life that they can do it. Are you someone who tells others that they can't do certain things? Do you botch their dreams? I was talking to one of my clients this week, and she was saying how there is a teenager in her life. It's her friend's child. And her friend's child was saying that she wants to go and move to Hawaii. And everybody's been telling this young kid that that's not a possibility, that she can't go and live in Hawaii. It's too unrealistic. It's not going to happen. And my client was saying, yeah, you can. She was telling this young teenage girl, you can do that. If that's what you want, you can do that. Allow yourself to have some vision. And I just thought it was such a beautiful conversation because So many times adults do this, where they tell children or teenagers or young adults that they can't do something because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they could do certain things. And they were never able to bust through that belief system of I can't do it, and really, really have those limits and those parameters that were set in place for them. And they were never able to bust through that glass ceiling. And so they try to spread that around and tell other people to be realistic and kind of squash their vision. So what is it that you would want to do if you could do it? I want you to think about that. Are you willing to admit to yourself that grand dream, that grand plan? When we're talking about this young girl that wants to go to Hawaii, is that a possibility? And you might go, well, maybe not. Of course it's a possibility. Look at all of the people that live in Hawaii. There are several people that make it work. So just because it might take some, you know, figuring out and it might be expensive, look around. You know, what do you want? And if other people have attained that, more than one person or more than a small handful of people, then it's definitely a possibility and you can do it. So maybe you want millions of dollars. Well, how many millionaires are there in the world? There are a lot, not just five, not just 10. There are a lot. So of course, that is a possibility. You just have to bust through those limiting beliefs. But can you take criticism from other people? That's something that I want you to think about. Because if you want to go do something and you bust through those belief systems and you start to, first off, admit what you want. And then second, you start to tell that new story that you can do it and you pump yourself up. Okay, that's the second step, is you got to pump yourself up and get excited about it once you admit what you want. But the third thing is, you have to be able to take the heat of criticism, because there will be people that don't believe in themselves and they will want to pull you back down. They won't want to see you succeed. Some people you'll inspire because of your success, because of your growth. Some people, because of their own insecurities, because of their own negative self-worth, or lack of self-worth, they will want to pull you down. I've definitely had this happen in my life. And at those moments, when someone is being mean or critical, I'm not talking about constructive criticism, someone giving you some positive feedback to help you do better in the future, but someone who's just being mean and nasty, just spewing negativity towards you, about you. This actually happened to me recently, and it was interesting to me how I reacted to this. In the past, I would have really felt bad about it. I would have really gone over that in my mind over and over and over again about the words that this person said. But this time, it was like very obvious to me, where just because of the delivery and how mean it was like, you know what? I love to hear feedback. I love to hear, you know, if somebody says something to me, I'm going to listen to that. But if they're being really mean and nasty, then that shows me where they're at in their life. And that is not something that I'm going to listen to. And at that point, I have to say, hey, Jen, do you know yourself? Do you know your own heart? Do you know your own intentions? And if you do, and you are standing in your truth, in your power, then you're good, sister. Like, stay in your own lane and keep on moving on. And do not let it throw you off. So no matter what that is for you, let's say you want to be a singer and you start singing and you release a video, that's definitely not my forte. It's not my strength. I could make you laugh if I sing for you. My purpose in life is not to entertain people with their singing unless it's to make them laugh. I'm cool with that. But let's say you want to be a singer and you release a video on YouTube and there's somebody that most likely they're not even be someone that you know. They say, your voice is the worst voice I've ever heard. You might as well give it up now. Or they say something mean about you or horrible, right? That's just mean. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? I feel like you should get a better microphone because we couldn't hear you very well. Or I feel like you need to be more confident and stand up and make eye contact when you're looking at the crowd. You know, something like that is like, okay, cool. I'll listen to that. But if someone's saying, you have the worst voice ever and you're horrible, get off stage, I want to encourage you to step back and think about that. Are you really going to listen to people who are at that space where they're saying something very mean? Okay, because that says a lot where they're at in their life. I'm not saying it says anything about their worth because everybody's equally worthy. But it says something about where they're at and what they're plugged into as far as their vibration and their negativity at that time. So you got to know who you are, and you can take constructive criticism, like say thank you for that. Say thank you for that feedback. But if it is to destroy you or to really, really take you down, don't let it. Don't let it. You know who you are. You know your worth, and you keep on moving on. Plow through that. Anybody who ever did anything great, standing out to be seen takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of guts. And people have to go through a lot to be able to stand on stage, to be able to release videos on social media or be seen, be in that limelight, be a VP of a company or be in a certain position where they are being seen. And so criticism is normal, and there's going to be a lot of haters out there. And you got to be okay with that. You got to take the heat, baby, because everybody who ever does anything great in their life, any actor, any singer, any performer, any author, anybody who's putting their work out there for the world to see has had to face the fire. They've had to walk through it, and they've had to some degree turn a blind eye to it and stay in their own lane. Keep on driving, because you can do it. And you can do it, right? You can do it. So say that mantra over and over and over again and help yourself retrain your subconscious programming that you had at the beginning of your life. And before you know it, you're going to start to believe in yourself more and more. And when those critics rise up and say things to you, they spew hate towards you, you're going to be able to let it bounce off you and keep on moving on. Okay. I'm cheering you on. You can do it. I can't wait to see what you do in your life. Let me know. Okay. Write in the comments. What do you want? What's a dream of yours? What's something that if you had that magic lamp, you would ask for that? Are you willing to put it out there? I'd love to hear from you when you start to win. Okay. Or maybe you've had this experience where you've had people criticize you and you've allowed it to stop you. And if that has happened, get back up, brush yourself off, and get on down the road, because you don't want anyone. No one's living your life for you. Okay. Don't let them take your life from you. Don't let some comment or some person's own problems or own low self-esteem, don't let them pull you down and take you off of your destiny and your path. Okay. Much love to you all. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.